relationships, but you're wrong. Listen, there's no magic bullet. I'm teaching life skills.
When you're sick, you need medicine. It don't always taste good.
Nah.
But it'll get you better. You need this medicine.
Yeah.
It ain't gonna always taste good, but this is what you need. Men and women, bottom line, we need to have the conversation. Your partner wants to give up control, but only if you know how to drive. This is about being the best you could ever be. Whoever you are, I don't care if you're a man, a woman, LGBTQ, space aliens. I'll save anybody. I don't care. I'll teach a hedgehog how to have a threesome.
What do you mean by that?
Look, you don't have to listen to me, but you're wrong.
Listen, I know I'm great. And I know you're thinking, Dante, there's no way I could be like you. But you could be me. You know why?
Because you know who I was before I was me? I was you. You.
Man score 202.
Better hear what I've got to say because you won't get it again.
I'm not an alpha male. I'm not a beta male either. I'm just a better man. Better man. Well, put your happiness first, because if you don't, they won't.
What's up, Square Pimp Brigade? GYBB, get your balls back. WWDD, what would Dante do? The sexual revolution is being podcasted, and I am excited. My boy's in the building. But first and foremost, before I introduce them, Harry, you ready to rock and roll, baby?
You know damn well I'm ready to rock and roll. I don't know why you even asked me a question like that,
my
Dante.
My bad.
Asking me, how am I doing? I'm doing great, goddammit.
Hey. Bald head dreadlocks. You ready?
Yo.
everything good? Skirt and blows.
Get the fuck out of here.
I only remember hearing much respect, massive and cruel. That's the only one I've ever heard.
Shut the fuck up, Snow.
Much respect. Well, I'm trying not to do the accent, because you're not allowed to do that anymore. I don't know why.
Yo, my man's in the building today. Funny dude, filmmaker, all kinds of shit. My dog, Perry Strong, in the building. Give it up for Perry Strong. Hey. Blah,
yo,
blah,
yo,
blah.
Yo, thanks for having me,
blocker,
yo.
Blocker, blocker. Big shot, Punya. What's up, Perry? What's going on, baby?
I'm chilling, Dante. Thanks for having me here, man.
Man, when you hit me up, you said, you know, you wanted to come on. I was like, I love that dude. So it's all good, you know, under the COVID. First and foremost, yo, this Perry's my dog, man. Perry went through a little mishap. How you doing with that?
I am cancer free, my friend.
Really? What was cancer of what?
I had prostate cancer. They caught it really early on. It's actually, that's something that runs in my family. It actually ended up killing my father.
Wow.
He found out he had prostate cancer in jail, didn't treat it. So, you know, it took about 15 years to take him out. I found out I had it in 2018. It was at the very beginning of it, so I had the surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great. I could hold my pee and my dick still works. It's fantastic. Nice. It's a win.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I was worried about that, man.
Perry, how did you find out that you had it?
You know,
routine,
man,
screening or what?
Actually, I got really lucky through like an unfortunate thing. I think y'all know I used to party and drink. I used to be a little bit nuts, and then I got sober.
You, Perry?
You know, it's funny. The last time I came on your show, I was newly sober and I could barely speak because everyone was drinking around me and I got the shakes. I was like, I gotta get the fuck out of this place.
I remember that.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I was not myself. So thanks for having me back.
Ball it not to dread. You are a member that? You are a member?
Hey, Dante, how would a Jamaican doctor let somebody know they have prostate cancer?
You're not live.
Yo, want to tell you, you feel dead, you know.
Hey, call everybody you know or know.
You feel dead soon, come.
I wish I could do the accent. I would say get your affairs in order, but I guess I can't do the accent.
Take care of your business.
Call your brethren, them. You're soon dead, yeah? man, I'm happy that you're healthy, bro. I'm
happy. Glad. Thank you.
Perry's one of the good guys.
Prevention is the key, by the way, with that. Prevention is the key with prostate. That's one of those that's really, if you catch it early, you have a good prognosis of surviving.
Right.
So That's also the reason guys got to get checked out, you know, at a certain age.
Right.
You got to get the prostate examined.
Also, you could, I'm not saying, hey, Perry, but also, Perry, you could get it by letting dudes stick their finger in your butt.
Yo,
that's what I heard.
Girls got fingers.
You know what's great? I never need a finger in my ass again. I don't have a prostate. There ain't nothing to check. It's fantastic.
It's just, ooh, it's like throwing a hot dog down a hallway.
Oh, loose anus. Oh God, it's good. Yo, it's good to just talk to people. I've been in seclusion. I'm almost like I got to catch up to y'all. Y'all been talking to each other. I feel slow.
Well, it's underrated. Remember, Andre's here.
Look how long it took you to search for that shit. Well,
I was trying to be nice. I was trying to be nice.
That's so mean.
Buy that not to judge. Shut your boom, my God.
Why niggas so mean to each other?
It's just the way. It is the way. Yo, Perry got a new Perry does short films and shit. You gotta put me in something. I wanna do something with you, son.
I would love to have you in something, man. That's the new goal is, you know, I kinda stepped back from stand up and focused on acting, and now it's the time for I'm just shooting shit. So right after I shot this, we were editing. I shot something with me and Greer that we gotta edit, but we're still kinda working on.
We're still alive? We're I haven't seen Greer in forever.
Yo, I've seen him once in 2020, and that was the day we shot something. And that's it. We FaceTime a few times just to check in. But you know, he's good. He's chilling.
Before shit ended. Before the earth stops.
Yeah. Yep.
Yo, knowing him, he probably got another kid in the COVID. He got another one? Did he have another one?
I know, man. Don't do that. That's terrible.
He would catch it. You know how niggas catch a case?
Yeah. Catch a kid. Free time.
Yeah. Greer gets antsy if there's too much time between connecting trains.
Yeah.
Greer might pull out some twins. If he's
on a bus stop with a transfer, it's a problem. Yo, damn, I'm old. I said transfer. Damn it. God damn it. But, yeah, and Greer will make an ugly bitch feel fabulous.
Yes, he will.
Girl, look at you with the eye in the middle of your forehead.
Girl, look at you. Brushing his hair, fixing his hair.
Look at you wearing that fucking spaghetti string dress looking like a tied up roast beef. Like, bitch.
What?
Anyway, you got to talk about the film real quick, and then we'll get into some, you know.
All right, bet. You know what we do. 180 seconds. You know, this is a little film where I realized I was getting fat and hairy in the pandemic, that, you know, that March through May shit. So I said, fuck it. I'm going to let my hair grow out. And, I had a lot on my mind, you know, just getting fed up with politics and, you know. Right. Black folks getting killed. So this is my comment on that, you know. So it's a little science fiction, a little comedy, a little politics, and this is how I see it.
Yo, all right, let's get it. Let's hit it.
You want to play it? Let's play it. Hold on 1 second. We share it.
Listen, man. Don't freak out. I'm you 6 months from now. And I got about 180 seconds to tell you what's going on. 180 seconds.
180 seconds. And listen, before you ask, motherfucker, look. Trump does not get assassinated. Pence doesn't come out of the closet. And I can't give you the fucking lotto numbers.
I look like you in 6 months?
Stop eating pancakes when you get depressed. Do you see this? Look at this. Look at this. What are you doing?
You're able to time travel. And you came back in time to tell me not to get fat?
A bunch of bad shit's about to happen, okay?
What happens?
Australia almost burns down. Trump almost starts World War III with Iran. Trump gets impeached, but nothing fucking happens.
Okay.
Oh, the government admits that UFOs are real. And then Kobe Bryant dies.
Oh, man.
They don't even let this nigga's body get cold. The Karens start posting that he's a motherfucking rapist.
Fuck? What the fuck is a Karen?
A Karen... is basically an angry, entitled white woman you know, you've dated them before.
Anything else?
Pandemic broke out.
What?
Because some nigga in China ate a bat.
There's no meat on the bat.
Because of the quarantine, there's an economic collapse, and basically to fix everything, the government gives billions of dollars to big business, millions of dollars to millionaires, and just regular people get $1,200.
$1,200 a month?
$1,200 for 3 months. Worked.
This is what we spent on hummus in a year.
I can't even believe I forgot. There's a dude named George Floyd. He was getting arrested, and there's this piece of shit cop. He fucking kneels on a nigga's neck for 9 minutes, and like you could just see the life leave this motherfucker. And the cops are just sitting there with their hands in their pockets. And then just before he dies, a dude starts screaming for his mother, and it's really depressing. We can't make it through the video. It's so fucked up. And that sparks a whole Black Lives Matter protest.
And let me guess, like, white folks are shocked.
It shows people that this is still going on and to what level. Everyone's vulnerable, everyone's hurting, and then they see this video.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
Reparations? White people are sorry, but they're not sorry enough to pay for it. So wait a minute. It means Bernie should have no problem beating Trump.
Bernie doesn't win the primary.
What? How?
Joe Biden. It came down to Southern blacks.
It's always the fucking South, man.
It's always the fucking South.
Your hair looks like it physically hurts.
You look like Vin Diesel gave up.
Find a quarantine girlfriend. This shit gets lonely, man. We're just locked in the house forever.
Okay.
I haven't touched someone in so goddamn long. I'm about to touch you, nigga.
Nah, B. I'm not you. That's not me.
It's me. It's different. Why is it weird?
Billie Eilish busts out those titties?
No. But we're hoping.
In 6 months, we can time travel? What the fuck is that?
Hold on. I gotta go, man.
Did you say the UFOs are real? I took my cereal bowl.
There it is.
There we go, man.
Good shit, Perry.
That's great good stuff, shit. Man.
Thank good you, shit. Man. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Only thing I didn't like is that you had your bathrobe open and you were showing that WAP.
Yo. Yo, you had to show it. You had to show it was real. That was no fucking fat suit. Yo. Yo, it was real in quarantine.
If people want to see that, they could look up 180 seconds on YouTube, correct, Perry?
Yes, under my YouTube channel, youtube.com/PerryStrong, or you can go to PerryStrong.com, and it'll take you to the movie.
Yeah, that's good,
Perry,
man. That
dope,
well
man. Really dope. Really
thank
dope.
Thank you, man. Thank
and
you.
And the special effects is, nigga, you have been working on your shit, my dude.
Listen, this is the first one where normally I do everything. I edit, I shoot. I had a friend, my best friend from the seventh grade. He cut it down in Atlanta. My buddy helped me light it over Zoom like we're doing. He's in Los Angeles. The visual effects artist, she works on all kinds of Hollywood movies. And she's in Los Angeles. The sound guy's in another part of New York.
Nice.
One of the executive producers in San Francisco. So I basically, you know, I shot the shit here in my crib pretty much by myself.
You shot it during the COVID?
Yeah, I shot it July 5th on my third sober anniversary, you know?
What'd you shoot it with?
I shot it with my camera, the Fuji GFX 100, medium format camera.
Nice.
So,
man.
So that's what this whole pandemic's been, is just me writing and shooting. I've been doing a lot of photography, which, you know, you can see all that stuff on my website and my Instagram, all that stuff. So I'm just trying to stay busy while, you know, we can't really work. You know what I'm saying? We're fucked up right now.
Yeah, no doubt. It was good, man. I watched it. Perry sent it to me today, and I watched it, and I was like, this would be nice to, first of all, the Man School fans is livid. You know, the motherfuckers is, so yo, when y'all get a chance, yo, give them a listen, man. Give them a view on that, too. How's everything otherwise? Everything good?
You know, man, it's just trying to stay positive in this. Everything's good. My health is good. You know, I'm just watching, you know, because I had cancer last year. I didn't work last year. So, you know, I'm not getting unemployment and shit. So I'm just like, come on, stimulus. Come on. I'm like, come on.
That ain't gonna happen.
You
that
know,
ain't gonna happen.
Fucked up. So I was lucky. I picked up a job last week. doing something for Sony for a day, but you know, it's tough. It's tough out there. And you know, I know people got it worse than me, so I really can't fucking complain.
So now, Harry, did you take film stuff or did you self-taught or what? Did you go to school for it? Or?
I went to Hampshire College up in Amherst, Massachusetts, and I got a liberal arts degree, but my focus was acting and directing. Okay. So I did go to film school, and you know, it's funny though, but like at my school it was weird. I learned a lot more from the other students than I did from the professors there. You
know? Yeah, yeah, yeah. And things have changed so much. I mean, they shoot movies on iPhones now, so
yeah, not good ones, but you can. Yeah, you know, you can do it. Yeah. You can do it. You can shoot with anything, and you know, long as you're getting stuff out there, it doesn't really matter.
It's
you know,
definitely it's like, the iPhones definitely changed the fuck game. Fuck films.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It used to be you'd have to be a real creep. You'd have to set up a tripod and everything like back in the day.
Yup.
You'd have to get a film camera.
You had to set it. Oh, man. I used to get in trouble setting cameras up. Yeah. I used to be like, come on, man. Like, you just assuming that it's okay? I was like, we did this before. It don't matter. You know, come on. You haven't been here before.
All I remember is, yo, what's that red light in the teddy bear? What red light?
Lord Jesus. And I even gonna lie, I went through all my old tapes. I remastered them, made them HD.
Oh wow.
VHS.
You cleaned them up, you did some digital cleaning.
Yo, I cleaned up the audio, I cleaned it, yo, I color corrected them motherfuckers.
You see a side by side comparison?
Yo, shit digitally looks remastered. Crispy, yo.
Yo,
I remastered.
Fucking Perry go to sneak a fuck film, he goes.
Why'd you clap beforehand? Remastered them. So you got to stick the audio, otherwise the whole thing ends up being fucked up. You know, you don't want
to. Oh God,
Dante, you ever fuck? Do you ever tape yourself at all? Fucking.
When I was young, I was doing it, and then I got smart.
Like you had back in the day with a camcorder and everything.
Yeah, man, here's when I was taping on the Super 8.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
What? Like,
the little tapes. But here's the thing, it's never a good thing. It's never a good thing. If you think about it,
what?
It's never a good thing.
I don't agree with you, Dante.
It's always hidden.
You gotta
But nobody keeps it hidden. It's always like
it's a hard thing to keep hidden. At some point, you lose track. I don't know, man.
I shouldn't even be talking about this. Someone's gonna want to come looking for my shit now. Never mind. I don't have nothing. Never mind. I ain't got nothing.
It never ends up. It always ends up in a bad, in a place with somebody that don't shouldn't. Dog, you gotta live life in the present, baby. You know what I mean?
I mean, listen, I'll tell you this. Like, if I see the stuff from when I was young, it's great, but I don't want to watch me.
Now
yeah. I'm in my 40s. I don't even want to. I'm like, unless the girl is under 30, nobody, you don't want to see people over 30 fucking. Nobody does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, you're right. I mean, I think if I take myself now, it would just look like me fucking the couch. So. I'm like, where's the bitch? She's under there somewhere.
Some of those celebrity sex tapes are a little bit like odd, like the Hulk Hogan one. It's just sad watching people you like, you know, grew up with, and you're like, oh,
I never saw that film.
That's just also that old. Film. That's an old nigga fucking. Nobody want to see that, no matter who it is.
I know, but
all right, brother.
Yeah. Brother. I mean, he did do a leg drop on the pussy at one point, and I got excited about that part, you know, because I was a fan.
He kept calling the girl brother.
Yeah.
Is that the one where he dropped the N-bombs? Was he saying nigga?
That never was on. That was part of that tape, but that never got the tape part of that never got released. But
he got it. He got it held down. He got it held down.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
He shut down Gotham with that.
Not Gotham. Gawker. You're correct. Gawker. Yeah.
Right.
Well, you know what? You know how he won that, right? He basically, his legal defense was him separating himself from himself, saying that Hulk Hogan was fucking, but Terry, what's his last name? Was
Terry Bollea.
Terry Bollea is a different person.
Wow. What happened was they said, listen, Hulk Hogan is you're a public figure. And he said, no, Hulk Hogan is a public figure. They would say, weren't you on Bubba the Love Sponge talking about how you have a 9-inch cock or whatever? He goes, well, no, that Hulk Hogan has a 9-inch cock. Terry Bollea does not have a 9-inch cock.
That's awesome.
He had to do that. He had to do that on the witness stand wearing a black bandana because he convinced the judge to allow him to wear a black bandana for the court here. That was a whole day's worth of court hearing, was debating whether or not he was allowed to show up in court with a black bandana.
Because he don't want to show that big-ass baldy he got. He got the odd-shaped head. Nigga got mad upper dome with not enough face.
Well, that's from a lot of, you know, you take a lot of the Big Boss Man, Akeem, the African Dream. A lot of people busted that head open, Andre.
This is true. Yeah. Kamala,
the Ugandan giant.
Wow.
Who is from St. Louis.
A melon dome on his top of his head.
With them razor blade cuts on it.
Oh, from my God.
Nah, this is what it is.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but I don't know. I stopped doing that, man. I was like, look. I always say I used to keep the number.
Mm.
Like, I kept my number until I was 32, and then I was like, what am I doing?
Right.
Am I really doing this just so I can tell people what the number is?
Why did you start doing that out of curiosity, Don?
Because I was a kid.
Yeah, when you're young, you want to see that number grow. You want to grow it.
It's ego. It's all ego.
Ultimate ego.
I get the ego part. That part I get. I've driven an hour and a half and gone, what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah.
I didn't need this. And I was tired too.
Yeah.
You drive to Philly? You try to Philly?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Perry. You're not lying. You've done that trip yourself.
I've driven to Philly to get some fucking AOL.
Yeah. I've done it. This was a little bit more recent. So it was one of the apps. But I've done it. Where you're just like, gas prices are different around here. Like, what am I doing? What am I doing, man?
Look better out there. Those girls look better. I think the Philly girls, they don't sleep on them. They look, they're better than what you see running around.
Well, New York competition is a lot harder out here. The self-esteem is too high up here. You got to go out a little bit.
Yeah, it's too high for no reason. It's high for no reason here.
There's pretty girls everywhere, but for whatever reason, New York girls are... I don't know. I don't want to say they have higher self-esteem, or I don't know what the value is different here, up here. So it's harder.
They don't appreciate a normal person. They don't.
Yeah.
They only appreciate extravagance.
Maybe not extravagance, but I know. That's been my experience. I don't know. I agree with Perry on this one. I've done well here in New York. Most of what I've done is in New York, but at the same time, I don't know. The quantity out that you can get out there. It's a buyer's market. What are you doing?
That face. That motherfucking face.
I don't get it.
You don't get it? Dante, the farthest you went was Staten Island, which might be worse,
I always used to tell that story. The worst pussy I ever had in my life was in Staten Island. She was like a fan. And I was like, just on some, like, grabbing. I was trying to grab, just get whatever I could get.
Right.
It was 12 degrees outside. I took a train to the ferry, to the bus, to the projects.
Why didn't you drive out there, if I may?
I was 20 years old. I didn't have a car.
Oh, okay.
I was probably in between cars. And now look, if I don't have my car, I wouldn't even go to work, right? Yeah. I don't even go to spots. If I don't have a car,
I'm done. I don't do scanners no more.
But back then, I was taking train or bus, 12 degrees, waited outside, went into the projects. What's the projects out there? Redfern? Is it Redfern or what was... Shaolin?
Shaolin is not a real, real name.
You know where Wu-Tang
I know it is, but it's not an official territory. If you look on the map, Shaolin is not there.
Her whole family was there. She took me in the room. You know, it was an old ass project because there was so much paint on the door, you couldn't close the door. She had to put a napkin in the door.
Oh, boy.
Ooh. And then she was real skinny. She had the round and wear girl thing with the part right here with the flip and the flip with the shaved back, the geometric. Oh, boy.
What year was this?
Oh, 90 something, 89, something like that. I went out there and then she had a
big old bushy hairy pussy, and then she didn't open her legs up like it was. She had her legs shoulder length apart.
She had the fear.
So I was trying to get in, and it just felt like I was fucking a cheese grater. And a
oh my god, that's
the baby with her daughter was crying outside the door.
This keeps getting worse and worse. This is one of like those pictures you keep pulling out. There's a worse picture.
Times I did travel far was very nice. They were like mad nice to me. The times
as they should be. Oh, she's really nice.
It was way up in the Bronx, bro. And I mean, it was the classic picture of
Riverdale.
Walk past mad niggas, bro. Like,
this was Andre's version of the Warriors.
It's 45 niggas lined up, and she's just walking past with me, and they like, what up, one? And she like, hi. I'm just like, oh, shit. Nigga, I was not prepared for none of that.
I used to end up in a different borough and then come downstairs and there would be a brick in my car window.
No, bro.
Just a brick sitting on the passenger seat. And you're like, oh, man, not again. To go right over the Best Auto. I would go to Best Auto and have them swap the window out during the day and vacuum up the glass. What are you going to do? They used to pay the crackheads to bust windows to get business. So it might have been the same place where I got the window done that did it to me.
Oh, boy.
They
like, here's $5. Go out and bust windows. And then next morning, everybody's lined up trying to get their car fixed. It must have been a fucking wave of broken windows.
That's so crazy.
Perry, I don't miss old New York. I don't miss old New York. That's some old New York shit. I don't miss that.
Perry, what's the worst that you had in your life, your experience?
Oh, man. I drove out.
Give me a coked out Perry story.
Listen,
we're gonna assume it's one of those.
There's a lot of bad ones, man. I mean, I've gone. I will say, part of getting sober is trying to forget some of them motherfuckers. But like, you know, there was one of the right before I got sober. I went to LA and I had like a series of bad joints. Like, I went over to this one girl's crib, and I wanted to fuck this girl for years. I was like, well, we're gonna do some coke, blah blah blah. We're hanging out. And she had this dog that definitely weighed 160 fucking pounds. Mm. And I was like, yo, and what
kind of dog?
It was bigger than a pit bull. It was the biggest fucking dog I've ever seen, I think.
Sound like a mastiff.
Like a Beethoven.
Yeah. Danny Corso.
Yeah, it was something. And this bitch lived in a one bedroom apartment. Like this four fucking
animals. She slept on the dog.
She's like, I mean, what the fuck?
You're interrupting the dog's nap time.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing. So I'm sitting here, the fucking dog keeps coming up. No, actually, I didn't end up fucking. So the dog keeps coming and laying on me and being sweet, but also the dog is cock blocking. And I was like, hey, man, put the dog in the room. He's gonna knock over the coke. He's going to knock over the drinks.
Yeah.
And this ain't even a great story. I'm sorry. I just ended up flipping out on this bitch because I was like, yo, put the dog away. Like, no. And I was like, yo, I've been up for 2 days. I came over to do some coke and fuck. And I got a fucking 160-pound fucking dog on me. I'm tired already. I feel like I'm working out. I'm out, and I left the coke. I said, "Here, have the coke," and I've never talked to that bitch again.
Damn,
so that's not really a great story. It's just a fail. I just failed.
Sounds like a cool movie scene, though.
You know what? That's true. And then listen, 2 nights later, I bring two girls back from a comedy show at the comedy store. We're in the hot tub, and this is where it all goes wrong. We're doing massive amounts of coke. We're three-way making out. Everything
like 1971 or some shit.
Yo, this is 20. This was May.
And then Andy Warhol walks in.
Yeah, I'm like, yo, what the fuck? This is Studio 54? What was happening?
Listen, this was 2017.
Donna Summers is touching me. So,
it's good. Check this out. So we're making out. We go to the bedroom. I bust out the video camera. One girl's holding the camera. I'm making out with the other girl. Then she puts the camera down on the thing. We get in, we're making out. Now, apparently, that hot tub triggered some shit. Everyone got way drunker, as you know. Yo, the girl who was the middle girl who was making the shit pop off punched me in the face.
Oh.
Punched a girl in the face and ran out the crib naked and got arrested.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, wow. It's
crazy.
Did you finish up, though, or what?
No, nigga, that was over. And you know what's crazy?
Here's the real story. Perry was jugging off, and then Perry was like, "Punch me in the face!" And then he came.
That
was
the end of the story. That shit would have been amazing. I would have been down for some shit like
and
that.
I on feel a Wednesday, love. I'm down to some. I Feel Love was playing in the background. I feel
Giorgio Moroder, yo, that's Giorgio Moroder. That's my guy.
Don't sleep on Giorgio Moroder. That guy's amazing.
And you ever hear still that spinning heat?
Yeah, there's an audio documentary. This is, I guess, just for me and Perry, though. The audio documentary BBC did on it. I'll send it to you. It's amazing. Yeah. It's like four hours of his life story.
Anything with him is good. Amazing. And he's even fantastic. Though this, he makes the same song over and over again. It's the hottest song.
It's a good song, though. It's a good
hottest song.
Song
you ever fucking heard.
Listen, you know? If these comics can keep doing the same specials over and over again, why the fuck can't Giorgio spin a couple records?
You goddamn right, yo. You got the bar is low these days. The bar is low.
I remember going to Harlem. This chick was like kept telling me to come. I went like late at night in the Harlem. Like
Dante,
maybe
100. You zoom your camera in and out quick as you're out of focus. Sorry. I just
maybe 132nd. Maybe 132nd and St. Nick somewhere around there. I go upstairs and she's got a studio, but she's trying to, she has a daughter, and the daughter is in the playpen. And she's building a wall, right, to split the studio into two. But it's dark. She's got like a little TV, like a 19-inch TV on the thing, and there's no sheets on the bed, but there's 2x4s and sheetrock in the room. Well, and the girl is sleeping, little daughter's sleeping, but like, and so we getting it in with no sheets, just like
raw on bed.
Raw bed. It's dark though. And then I look up and the little girl is just sitting on the thing, just watch me plow out her mom's. And I was like, "Oh, yo, let's just chill right now." It's hot. It's like project wintertime, but it's project heat. It's like,
well, you have no control of the thermostat.
It's doing
dry your skin out. Dry your skin out.
The window's sweating, right? And for some reason, I just keep itching. I look on the TV. We watch some shit on the 19-inch. This roach is crawling across the TV. And all I'm itching. Dog, the light
comes on. I've been there.
On.
I've been to that apartment.
It's roaches crawling on my face. I'm like, yo, I'm just go.
I'm going to finish shopping.
No.
Go.
Oh. No, I didn't even finish. I was like, yo, the place was filthy. There was pizza boxes all over the place. And then she was like, you know, when you gonna come over again? And I was like, I'm just after. Trying to, I'm just busy, blah, blah, blah. Then she was like, you act like you're scared of the pussy. I was like, no, your house is dirty as fuck.
Try to turn it into your challenge your manhood. What are you, gay? You're like, what?
Are you gay? Right, you're, yeah, no. Right? Yeah, I don't like gay roaches. What the fuck in my face?
Hold on, gay roaches?
And you got the little girl creeping. Yo, the little girl staring at you. I couldn't deny. You can't have no girls. Nah.
Yo, roaches all night long. It's like fucking roaches in my face. But you got to... This is why I'm so... Harry, this is why I'm so adamant about my principles in relationships. Cause every time I've done anything, somebody's asked me a question about, pretty much I've done it.
Right.
I've done some stupid shit, and then had to learn my lesson and try to figure out, like, what are you doing, dog? Why are you doing this?
Up
so
until this
uncomfortable?
Point, what was your number at that point?
At that point,
yeah.
I was about to hit 1,000.
1,000.
Hit 1,000.
1,000 and you're still doing that. You know what
that's
I mean?
Beautiful.
1,000 and you're still 1,000. Like,
that's a good life.
But that's ego. You're like, what am I doing here?
Here's I stop. I always say this. I stop counting at 3,200. Like I stop counting at
3,200.
Woo! Yeah.
That's crazy.
And
3,200. What?
No, I stopped counting at 1,700. I was 32. That's what it is.
Holy Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it was
Will Chamberlain shit.
Nah, Will Chamberlain was going in, but I mean, it was like it was an ongoing, and it was like, you know, people say you're a sex addict, but it's more you just ego, you ego tripping.
Yeah, you ego trick. Yeah, yeah.
Just and like
addiction too. There's some addiction in that. It's abusive to yourself.
Yeah, yeah, it is abusive.
And I've done it. I did it. I've done it. I get it.
Yeah, it's abusive where you got friction burns. And you still, you fucking with friction burns.
Harry,
it's ridiculous.
Your dick look like Nick Fury. We got an eye patch.
It looked like Bishop.
Perry, as a guy who recovered, I mean, how much did it change dating and all that when you got sober and stuff?
Let me tell you something. The last week that I drank, I fucked probably 4 or 5 girls. I've had sex with like 4 women since I've been sober in the last 3 years.
Oh boy, that's not a good advertisement, Perry.
No, listen. But now we just no. It is, you know what? I feel you. The numbers go down. But
I'm
like,
kidding. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no, I know. But no, trust me. There's a part of me that hurts, and it hurts my ego. I'm like, you know. It's tough, but also we just watched my short film and I'm focused on the right things. And
that's better than, I mean, that thing is really good. It is better. It does occupy a lot of your time if you're not careful with it.
Fucking end up not having shit because they spend all their time just chasing pussy.
And drinking.
And now all you got is that you got mad pussy and you broke. You a loser. Don't nobody know you. Can't do shit.
But you know how to fuck, son.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. Like, even on a bad day, you're pretty good.
Now, what do you think it was? Was it that you're out partying? Was it that you, when you're on the drugs, you have you don't have any inhibitions?
Wait, hold on. What's the question?
What is it? Why did the number dip? Let's say, is it because you're just not out partying anymore? You're not out being social while you're working on your recovery?
Right.
Or is it because when you're on drugs, you know, you're a lot more open to doing crazier stuff that you wouldn't do sober?
I mean, it's definitely a mix of all that. I will say, you know, like now, for the first part of recovery is really you're not doing any of that shit. You're not really socializing. You're just focused on staying, you know, clear and staying focused and I didn't try to go on any dates the first year. I didn't really, you know, right. Luckily enough, there was some like friends with benefits in my life that held me down, you know? So it's not like I didn't fuck or anything, but I didn't have to go through that awful dating, you know, situation having to go, oh, well, this would have worked out different if I drank. And that's what foiled my sobriety before, because I've been sober a few times, you know, but never as long as this time. Because I would go, all right, I'm sober, and then I'd want to go out and be social, and I felt like I wasn't being fun because I wasn't being a drunk. Or I'd even say something to a girl, like, they'd be like, oh, why aren't you drinking? I was like, oh, shit, when I drink, bad shit happens. And they're like, oh, I want to see that. And you're like, it'll be fun for you tonight, but now I'm fucked up for the next 6 months. So
right.
It changes. I mean, I'm not social the way I was when I drank. I mean, I was out 7 nights a week. If I wasn't doing stand up, I was out drinking. I was out doing something, you know. So I always, and I'm, you know, you drink and you coked up, you talking to everybody. So you're going to end up just running into somebody who's down.
Yeah.
You know, so now I'm actually, I don't want to say I'm reclusive. But I am definitely, you know, I stay home. I mean, like, I was fucked up that, like, in this pandemic, my life isn't that much different, except I don't go to work and I don't go to the gym. But otherwise, I'm home working on stuff and, you know, reading and being a dork. You know what I'm saying? That's the new shit. And it's nice. The thought of going out and being frivolous and wild, it's like, it sounds tiring. That's it.
Mm. Well, you know, it's weird because somebody said this, a girl actually said, I said, and I always used to say that, this little girl said this to me, that men and women could never be friends. There's never really friends, right? And then I said, you know what? I used to think the same thing. And I was like, nah, I have women who are genuinely friends. And then she said, nah, you just the girl because you turned down pussy. And I was like, the bell rang. I was like,
wait, what? I don't understand that.
Well, because you won't fuck them? Because you won't fuck them.
Right, right. Because I don't want to fuck them. But she's like, you're not friends with them. You just don't want to fuck them.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, so you, when you say, oh, women, men can't be friends with women because you think that men always want to fuck. So even if they don't want to fuck, they kind of want to fuck anyway. Or if they giving some free pussy away, then, you know, or you be in the game and you're like, ah, I'll try and fuck her, you know? And then I was like, I have genuine friends. And the girl said, no, you turned down pussy. You're just the girl in the friend.
Oh, you're the wanted one. You're the wanted one.
Yeah. And I was like, that's true. It's like, I don't want to fuck you. You feel me?
That's true. But see, like, look, I have female friends that we smashed and now we're just friends because we're like, yeah, that doesn't work for us. But we like each other's company. So but we downgraded.
But that's still because you don't want to fuck.
Oh, no, I would smash her. But then if we smash, she'd be crying and fucked up that we're not together. And then I'm like, that's what I'm avoiding. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's because I do. I care about this person, but
right,
I don't.
Right. But that's right. It's still you going, I don't want to fuck.
Right. I'm the one who's setting the limit.
Yeah.
That's the thing. The person who sets the limit is the other one is the friend. Yeah, I get it. I get what you're saying.
A chick that I was really cool with. And I was like, she was like, you know, I need to, you know, I got to have him, you know, I got to, you know, she gets down for her. She puts it down.
Right.
She gets, and she was like, I was like, well, yo, if you need me, I could always hit you off.
Right.
I mean, if you need to get hit off. And she was like, nah, I'm not going to let you hit me off. I'm trying to get my PhD and then I'm all fucked up in the game and I got to think about you and then who the fuck, I'm good. Like, so it's like,
whoa, that
was crazy. She was like, we could rock if you could just like, you know, hit it off and not go in. I was like, nah. I was like, no, you'll
hit
be
it
fine.
Off and not go in.
Like not going hard, like going yeah. hard body.
Half speed. Give it a half speed. Give it a half speed.
You're saying I could just do it. And she's saying we can't. I would be too
right.
Detached.
And I said, so she said to me, if you could just go like half speed or whatever, not going like that. And I was like, yo, you'll be fine.
Dante, could you give me some lackadaisical dick?
I was like, you'll be fine. And she was like, see, nigga, you can't even lie to me that you're going to go in half speed. This is why I don't fuck with you. I was like, come on. I got to have some integrity about my shit.
She's asking you to throw a fight. You're like, I just don't got it in me. I don't got it.
Throw a fight is funny.
I can't go down.
There it is. That was it.
She handed you a stack of money. Like, listen, I'm going to need you to take a dive.
I was like,
third round, drop
can't
it.
Do it.
And I'm taking shots. I'm bleeding. Yeah. And all of a sudden, I do like.
All my life for this one moment.
Yeah. I do like Brad Pitt and Snatch. Yeah. I'm like, hold on. You think I'm going to go to take it down? I'm not going down.
Yeah. I love it.
So no chick, no nothing. Just kind of chilling now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, a friend with benefits thing is going on. Yeah, I mean, it's tough with COVID. I mean, I know, I do know plenty of people who are going out there, but I feel like, and I mean, I don't know, you know, we're in the same spot, Dante. Like, dating apps, they don't do shit for me. I can't get a woman over 5 feet tall or under 200 pounds to like me.
Perry, you don't know I got married, right?
You're married?
Dog, you don't, son. You didn't
married.
Know.
He's not
when did
married.
You get married? When did this happen?
Right. I got
cancer and you got married. What
dog,
happened?
I got a son. Did you what? Not know that?
No.
Oh, yeah, Dante's a Republican.
Congratulations. Oh, hey, little baby. Yeah,
I heard that. That's Andre.
My
That's
son.
What, Republican
what, did,
too.
What did Andre say?
He goes, he's a Republican, too.
I am. Hold on. Let me move out the way.
What's your baby's Truck. Name?
Dante. Come on. You know I don't do homework and put somebody else's name on it. Stop. Would never do that. It's my little dude. He just
Congrats.
Turned one.
Congrats, man. I didn't know. That's wonderful.
Yeah, man. It's dope. It's dope. Yeah. But now I'm on some like other shit now. Like I'm like
that's beautiful.
Literally like on this shit where now I'm kinda like you know, my energy is making him a dope. Wait, I can't move. There he goes. I'm making him a
I love it.
I'm just trying to make him a dope human, you know what I mean?
That's what's up.
And it's
pretty mixed, baby. What is he? What's your wife?
She's from England. She's half black, half white.
There you go. Oh, mix on top of mix.
Mix on me. Yeah, we got plenty of jeans.
You got an X-Men, man. He's going to fly. You mixed it up. That's great.
This is a nightmare for the Republican Party right there. You race mixing the way you are.
That's right. And then I can get dual citizenship, too. It's crazy, dude.
That's great.
It's dope. It's interesting because even, you know, all the things and all the mistakes that I made and stuff, and it, you know, like, you know, not having, you know, like when you talk about just knocking them down and knocking down the numbers and worrying about the numbers,
right.
You worry about the numbers because that's a way of validating yourself in terms of who you are.
Correct.
And so on and so forth. And when you don't, but if you get that, you have that validation already, then you don't have to, you're not going through all of this shit all the time. Like, you're not in a situation where you're trying to prove nothing. And I just want him to be a dude who doesn't have to prove anything. I mean, right. he's a really good looking kid.
Of course, but, beautiful.
But, you know, and he's really good energy. And, his mom's dope in that, you know, she's in his face. Like, she loves him.
Yeah.
She's in his face. It's like, I was like, he'll never be a comedian. He'll have nothing to talk about. He'll be well-balanced and well-loved. And so, you know, it's a whole nother chapter in terms of that. And what's interesting is, you know, as I get older, I realize that relationships are, they're all the same. Like friendships, relationships, sexual relationships. Mm-hmm. And when so even my relationship with him, I'm learning things about my own personal energy because he's not, you know, he's, you know, la 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 da da this that and the other, but he's not really talking yet.
Right.
So there's a subtext of communication about the energy that I'm even more, you know, I was always aware of.
He's your mirror. Whatever you do, you're gonna see it right back. So you gotta put the you know, if you're putting out the wrong shit, you're gonna see it in 3 seconds.
Yeah. So you gotta be careful. So it makes me even more righteous. Because there's a receipt to me not being righteous. You know, I've never really had a problem with that anyway, but I'm hyper. I have this philosophy. I say that, you know, there's certain, you know, when you sweep the kitchen floor, there's certain dudes who, you know, when you have that last final line of dust, you know, that people sweep it under the refrigerator, right? There's other people that go and get a piece of loose leaf or something from a magazine, and they clean it up.
Right.
You want to be the person who cleans up the line.
You got to complete the job. Yeah.
You got to complete the job. And when you complete and what I'm realizing now is that completing the job, like having the integrity, even when you think it's not important, it matters. Yep. Like I literally stopped. Like I used to love watching Maury Povich, and that was like my guilty pleasure.
Right.
Harry used to scream on me all the time because he said I would either watch a documentary on theoretical physics, or I'd be watching Maury. You are not, like, my spectrum is so wide, right?
Or it's Illegitimate Father's Week on the Maury Povich show. It's Little Person's Week on Jerry Springer.
I'm all in.
Or he's like, Neil deGrasse Tyson's doing a talk on, you know,
I'm watching the Christopher Hitchens debate on the existence of God again. You know, but what I realize now is that those things, when you let those things in, you're letting that, even as a, you know, there's this fakeness, this evenness, this desire to want to see people act fucking crazy and watch, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's that's sweeping the dust underneath the refrigerator. You know, it's the little lie. It's the little things you say. It's just the more righteous you are in everything you do. I have a guy. There's a dude I know was my Ducati mechanic,
right?
And he was, you know, big cokehead, big lot of drugs and shit right now. And because he's clean now, he's clean like 12 years,
right?
He won't even, like, he's the type of dude, I'm like, well, how much you think this is going to cost? He goes, listen, I'm going to check your bike out. and see what it is. I'll email you. He emails you with a list of everything. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He shows you to itemize everything because he understands that his recovery is attached to his righteousness. And any slip of that righteousness ends up in a bad drug situation.
It's detrimental. No, you have to. You have to stay clear, and you can't have guilt, and you can't be hiding shit. You got to just be, and you got to be clear, you know?
And you gotta be happy with what you are, because if you're not happy with what you are, you're looking to alter your state.
That's right.
And you're altering your state with drugs. Yep. Or getting high. Not like Andre, who's just a regular pothead.
Right.
Andre didn't even smoke weed. I got Andre smoking weed. Worst thing I ever did, ever. And he
God
is
bless
a,
you guys.
He is a pothead. Anyway, but I mean, it's the consistency of that. You know, we have, we always talk about the show and the acronym we use is ACE, which is authenticity, credibility, and empathy.
Mm-hmm.
Always tell the truth.
That's right.
Say what you mean what you say, do what you say you're going to do, and have the empathy to look at the other person to see what they're going through. That's and right. To weigh that in as a variable, and everything kind of turns out the way I think it should turn out.
Absolutely.
So
positivity breeds more of that, you know.
It really does.
If you're on the level, I can tell you just from my change, you know what I'm saying? I had a lot of negativity. I was in a really bad place. And, you know, within a few months of switching it and really just going after positive people, getting rid of the bad ones, I was booking TV shows out of the gate. So
yeah.
You just got to commit. And the hard part is just really being over that old life. You know what I'm saying? You got to truly get tired of it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I'm done with this. This is ridiculous.
I'm not winning at all. And if you're not winning, you can't be bulletproof.
Right.
When you're winning, you're bulletproof. You know what I mean? Yo, Perry, thanks for coming and doing it on such last minute. I appreciate you, man. I love the film. Let's do something. Let's get together and do something.
I am 100% down. I have all my own gear. We all got some time.
Yeah. So, plug your shit. Well, you know, the 180 seconds we just showed it. It's on YouTube, right?
It's on YouTube. The fastest way to always find me is perrystrong.com, myname.com. And then from there, it could take you to all my social media, my Instagram, which is perrystrongfilmphoto. You can also go to youtube.com/PerryStrong. My name is PerryStrong. That's
it. Harry, talk to me, baby.
You can go to my stuff at Harry Terjanian, all the social media. Check out the Man School 202 YouTube page. You can see everything going down there. And also Catalyst Wrestling. We're still going strong. You can check all those clips on YouTube, Gas Digital, the whole thing.
Dre, talk to me real quick. Y'all know how to get me, Dante Nero, the Dante Nero, all that good shit. If you want a consultation, go DanteNero.com, click on consult. GYBB, get your balls back. WWDD, what would Dante do? The sexual revolution is being podcasted. Yo, I appreciate y'all. If y'all like what we do, man, tell a friend, spread the word. And don't forget the YouTube channel, Man School 202. We are out. Man School 202 is created by Dante Nero. Hosted by Dante Nero with Harry Terjanian and Andre D. Thompson. Produced by Harry Terjanian. Executive producers Matt Kleinschmidt, Harry Terjanian, and Dante Nero.